Thank you for listening to the podcast portion of our special report on the University of South Florida versus Team USA softball matchup. My name is Liam Weber.
And I'm Rory Sumner, and we're with the Toronto Observer.
We're recording this podcast on the afternoon of Saturday, March the 13th, right in the middle of the series that's going on right now. USF is a team that is always up for a challenge and never afraid of facing big opponents on the field.
That's right, Liam. They actually just played Arizona, who's the number two ranked team in the country this past weekend in a two-game series. And they opened the season against Florida, who's the number six ranked team. So while those matchups count towards the official stats for the NCAA, the national series that they have coming up against Team USA will not count. They have played them once before in 2020, and they played Team Japan in 2019. Against Team Japan in 2019, they did lose the game, but Georgina Koryk, their star junior pitcher, was fantastic in the match. She actually held Japan to five hits through five innings. Last year against Team USA, it was a very close matchup. They did end up losing 3-0, but they did get some valuable experience out of it. 20 different players had an at-bat in the game, and four different pitchers. Those four pitchers, Georgina Koryk, Vivian Pond, Brittany Hook, and Cameron Dolby, who held some of the best hitters in the world to only 3 runs.
This year, they'll be facing Team USA again in a 3-game series that is going on this weekend. We'd also like to mention that Team USA is the highest ranked women's softball team in the world. Ken Erickson, who is the coach of Team USA, is also the coach of the USF softball team. With that under consideration, we predict that Coach Tommy Santiago, who is regularly the assistant coach of the USF Bulls, will likely lead the girls this year after the departure of Coach Jessica Moore, who had control of the team last year in their game against Team USA. One funny thing that Coach Santiago mentioned to us was that since Erickson manages both teams, he'd be stealing all the signs for Team USA while they play USF.
They did get a chance to kick off the series last night at 6 p.m. As mentioned before, this is more about experience than scores. We're not going to focus too heavily on the scores. They did end up losing the game, but they got some valuable experience out of it. They play another game this afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and they'll close out the series tomorrow at 3 p.m.
We'd now like to share some portions of our special report group's interviews with the players of the USF softball team, as well as the coach Tommy Santiago. We talked to Santiago via Zoom about the upcoming series, and here's what he had to say.
I think anytime you get to play the best team in the world, you're gonna notice some traits that they have and why they're the best. And already our girls are amazing. We played them last year, like what they're seeing. You know, you get Monica Abbott throwing 73 at you, you know. And you got Kat Osterman. You got all these kids, all these women, like, you know, playing the game of softball that are pretty good rate, you know. So for us, it doesn't change. The game doesn't change. So for us, we're going to give them our best shot, you know, and we learn from what we do constantly, you know. And is it going to be harder than any other opponent we have this year? Absolutely. But that's the enjoyable part, is kind of seeing what they do and giving them your best, not being intimidated. And if we come out like that, I can care less about the score. You know, it's the fear that needs to go away and the competitive drive go up, you know. But it's a great experience for everybody.
One of Coach Santiago's on-field leaders is Anna Marie Bruni. She's a senior and has been with the Bulls for 5 seasons, playing over 200 games. I actually got a chance to sit down with her earlier this week, and she got to reflect on how her experience can help younger players on the roster.
I think at first, like playing Team Japan, I believe we played first, and then USA last year. I think at first you get, you know, the obviously nervous, but I get that way before every game. So I think, you know, in terms of the younger girls, if they kind of feel the same way, just to look at it as, you know, we're playing the same game no matter who we're playing. They still have to, you know, pitch it over the plate, still got to make 3 outs. So, yeah, it's cool to play with those people that have been, you know, role models for them, especially being on such at the high level of where they are. But I think to look at it more as an opportunity, you know, not that it matters, like, you know, know, for getting on base and stuff like that at the moment. It's more to take the opportunity to play against such a, you know, high caliber team, as you said, and learn from, you know, some of the best in the world that we're playing against, and see, you know, what you can do with that. Like, I like to look at it as, you know, like, this is some of the best pitching in the world. You know, let's see what I can see as a player, you know, a fifth-year senior. Am I able to see what this ball is doing and that pitcher? So, yeah, I like to challenge myself personally. So I think telling the younger girls just to take it as an experience to learn from instead of, you know, being so playing so tight because of who we're playing, is the way to go about it.
Brooke Hartman, who is also in her fifth season with the Bulls and is their star third baseman. Brooke is one of the longest serving players of the team and was part of the squad that faced Team USA and Team Japan in previous seasons, so can provide valuable insight for her teammates. Let's hear from Brooke now.
I tell myself if I can hit this, I can hit anybody else in the country. And if I can field their ground balls, I can field anybody else's. They're just another team in a different uniform, but people look at them higher just because of who they are and the standard that they put. And I totally respect that. And it makes me feel very proud to be where I am, and, like, to represent USA, because we get to play with, like, the best of the best, and not many of the schools get to.
Yeah. And so, but if you could try and pin down, like, a lesson that you would take from playing against them, you know, in maybe one particular thing, what would you say that be? Just not to be intimidated?
Exactly. They're just somebody else in a different uniform. They have to hit the ball, and they have to catch the ball as well. They have to throw strikes, and they have to get outs as well. So just you, I guess. Like, it's just a game. Everybody has to get outs.
Avery Perry, who's also with the Toronto Observer and a member of our special report team, got a chance to sit down with pitcher Vivian Pond. Now, Vivian is a freshman. So unlike Brooke and Anna Marie, she doesn't have as much experience here, but she's definitely someone that can learn the ropes from players like those two seniors, along with junior pitcher Georgina Koric. She spoke a little bit on Georgina's influence on her, which you can hear here.
Is it a motivating factor when you have players on your team like Georgina, who's just a superstar, same position as you? Like, do you take anything from playing with her every day where you're like, I want to turn into that, I want to get better?
I do. I actually do. Every day, me and George, we have a really good time at practice. But she is my big, she is my role model. And I do want to be like George. I want to rake, and I want to hit home runs just like her. And she's a terrific pitcher. She's actually standing right there. But, no, but all of those things are so true. And I'm not just saying that. George is a great role model and a great leader. She presents herself and she holds herself to a very high standard, and she's very humble about it too, which I think makes it even better.
Well, she certainly played like Georgina Koric last night. She got to play two innings and did not give up a single hit in her seven at-bats. Just an amazing performance in such a big moment.
Absolutely. On behalf of myself and Rory and the rest of our special report team, thanks for listening to the podcast portion, and we hope that you enjoyed it.